go. Did I start the stream already? Here we go.
Two turn for the mixer. Get kicked out the vineyard. Pretty
Let's
bitch, I'm a
go.
Kisser. Tell Shotty I'm a misser. She the catch on the
stream is up and running, baby.
100,000 on a wrister.
Listen,
two shots have a bopping.
Let's get these vibes going.
Topics, yeah.
Let's get these vibes going.
And, she even tried to
Everybody, come on in, come on in. Get ready, go with your boy, Greg. Go with your boy. I can't tell y'all how many times I attempted to get this stream going. I had so many audio issues. My mic wasn't working. My computer was too slow. Yo, listen.
21, she
21.
Strap up, she don't
want to sign. Bound for Glory was Saturday.
She not happy till she get a meal.
By the time
she
you see this, it's going to be Friday. So she That's how many days it took to get this pot out. But you know what? I'm doing it because I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Okay, deep down in your heart, you got to appreciate me because I'm here for you. All right? So shout out to me, shout out to you. But listen, welcome to the Talk About Podcast. I'm your host, TW. I know you got so many choices for your entertainment. So, whoever you are and wherever you may be, thank you so much for spending a few minutes of your day with me.
I'm the new thriller.
If you're loving these jams going on back here in the background,
down south,
this is Newport by Thomas Legend. I put the link to the song in the description of the video. Go show some love to the track. Stream the track. Give yourself a hand. Give yourself a hand. A round of applause for attending the show today, okay? Because you're about to have a good time. Hope y'all having a good time because I'm having a good time. Yeah, the pod's been going for a few weeks. I've been busy, okay? I've been busy. But I am back. You know what I mean? I'm back, and I'm not the only thing that's back, okay? I'm not the only thing that's back. Apparently, TNA Wrestling is back. What? Listen, this is this is a big deal. This is a big deal. This caught us all a little bit off guard, a little bit by surprise. But I want to know how everybody's feeling about this. So, you know, real quick, just go ahead. After you like this video and share it with a friend, tell a friend to tell a friend, drop a comment down in the comments below and let me know how you feel about this. Are you excited about TNA Wrestling being back? Do you care? Right? Do you care? Do you feel like no matter if the name changes, it's still going to be the same? It's still LOL, TNA, nobody watches Impact. I don't know what channel to find it on. Is that how you feeling? Is that where your vibes are right now? Or are you in the camp of people that are excited about this whole thing? Because I am. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to put my cards on the table right now. I'm excited. I'm ready to go. And it's not that I necessarily think that there's something drastically different that's about to happen. I'm excited to be excited. That's right. I'm happy. I like happiness. And people are excited about this. People are excited about this announcement that TNA Wrestling is coming back at the top of the year. And what we're going to do is we're just going to go through everything we know, okay? We're going to go through all the news that came out. We're going to, you know, talk about the announcement itself. You know, we're going to talk about the things that Scott D'Amore let us know, the things that Mike Johnson, PW Insider reported. We're going to talk about a few rumors that have been floating around. And again, as always, I love to hear what you guys think. So let me, you know, let me get your thoughts, right? I want you guys to, you know, drop your comments in as I'm talking, right? If I'm talking about, you know, what Deonna Purrazzo was wearing at Bound for Glory and that sparks your interest, go ahead and just drop down your comment and let me know. Like, let's keep this conversation active. I want to hear, you know, everything you guys' thoughts. And then I will get back to your comments if I don't see them during the live streams. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be checking for comments as the stream's going on. But I will check the comments after the fact, and I will definitely reply. I'll definitely get back to you. If I see something as I'm streaming, then I will definitely holler at you, okay? So let's go ahead and let's get into it. Bound for Glory. So I had a brain fart right there. Bound for Glory 2023 happened this past Saturday. And listen, I've been very familiar with watching Impact Wrestling shows. So I'm familiar with kind of the rhythm of the show traffic for Impact Wrestling pay-per-views. And one thing that they typically do is before the main event of the show, they'll make an announcement of when is the next time they're going to be on pay-per-view. So I'm watching the show. I'm watching Bound for Glory. And I noticed that they get to the main event, which was Josh Alexander challenging Alex Shelley for the Impact World Championship. And there had been no announcement of when's the next time we'll be coming to you on pay-per-view. I thought that was a little odd, but, you know, I didn't necessarily think it would play into the rest of the show. I just, you know, listen, for watching this company for a few years, the idea that they might not have planned ahead or that, you know, a particular announcement might have gotten lost in the mix and they just didn't have it ready to go, that's not very far-fetched, right? So I didn't think much of it. I didn't think it was necessarily leading to an announcement coming up, but joke's on me, I guess, right? So the match ends. Alex Shelley defends his title against Josh Alexander successfully, and they make it seem as though they're going off the air, right? Tom Hannifin kind of signs off, and then a video package comes up. Now, in this video package, we see kind of like a forest, right? There's like a lake, and you start seeing all these clips of different Impact superstars, you know, sitting, you know, kind of brooding, looking serious, and different things are going on. Then they cut to a lake, and Frankie Kazarian walks out of the lake holding this big wooden box, like a treasure chest from Pirates of the Caribbean or something. And he walks into the forest and sits it down, and he sits it down kind of in a circle where a bunch of TNA superstars are gathered, and they all start saying little things, you know, giving little hints as to what's to come, you know, saying things like, people thought this story was over, but there was so much more to tell. This thing's not dead. We thought it went away. We could pretend like it went away, but it never went away. And finally, it ends up with Josh Alexander saying, well, I guess I know what I got to do, or something like that. And then he opens the box, and you hear TNA Wrestling. And as he opens the box, you see lights flash, and then you see all these quick little shots of the past, like Kurt Angle when he made his announcement that he was coming to TNA. You see shots of Sting and, you know, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, all of these great TNA legends of the past. And then the graphic comes up that says, TNA Wrestling, we're back. And then they come back out to the ring, and Scott D'Amore is in the ring, and he goes, we're back! Hey, that's my best Scott D'Amore impression. And but the cool part here, right, was that the fans were going bananas. All the people in the audience were losing their minds. Everyone was chanting, TNA, TNA. TNA. And I mean, it was a dope moment. It was a dope moment. So they went off the air with that announcement, and then they put out a press release. So the press release said, I'll read you a little bit of it here. Says the announcement was made Saturday night at the end of the Bound for Glory pay-per-view, which aired live around the world in front of a standing room only crowd in Chicago. TNA will launch 2024 with Hard to Kill on Saturday, January 13th, with a second night of action-packed professional wrestling, the Snake Eyes Extravaganza show at the Palms on Sunday, January 14th. The Snake Eyes Extravaganza show will be taped to air on the company's flagship weekly show, Impact, airing every Thursday night on Access TV. We still hear the TNA chants wherever we go, said Impact Wrestling president Scott D'Amore. Fans have longed for TNA wrestling, so that's what we're bringing back in 2024. TNA Wrestling is back. Tickets for both Hard to Kill on January 13th and the Snake Eyes Extravaganza show on January 14th will be on sale on Friday, November 4th on ImpactWrestling.com. Company officials confirmed that the new year will launch a new look TNA Wrestling that runs from the entrance ramp to the turnbuckles in the ring to larger, more prestigious venues, much more. Further details on the TNA Wrestling return will be revealed on Tuesday, October 24th, when Scott D'Amore sits down for an exclusive interview with Tom Hannifin. Okay, then they just go back into the, you know, some more history of the company, some of the great, you know, wrestlers that participated in the company in the past. All right, now, kind of at the same time this announcement dropped, Mike Johnson of PW Insider tweeted that he was going to have, you know, a big update on the information at, I think he said, 11:15 that night. So here's a little bit of what he wrote on his press release. So he said, when 2024 arrives, Impact Wrestling will be no more. In its place, TNA returns. The big change was announced Tonight, during a video package at the end of Bound for Glory, that as of January, they will revert to their original name, TNA, Total Nonstop Action. This was a move that wasn't made without a lot of planning, and at one point, the announcement was tentatively slated to be made back at Slammiversary before it was pushed back to Bound for Glory this evening. The final decision to flip the switch back to TNA was locked in about 2 to 3 weeks back. PWInsider.com is told by Impact TNA sources, this is definitely from Scott D'Amore, that the decision was made for several reasons. One, it would unite the fragmented history of the promotion, which at different times was known as TNA, then Global Force Wrestling, then finally Impact Wrestling. A secondary factor in making the decision was that a number of the company's international partners preferred the TNA name and at times were still using the name internally. We are also told that the company also quietly polled long-term fans of the promotion earlier this year and learned that many of them stated that they prefer the TNA name. Fans who have chanted TNA since the promotion returned to the road have also been a big factor in the company thinking about making the change and then finally flipping the switch back. There was a lot of TNA nostalgia several years ago when the promotion brought back the TNA title with Moose as the title holder, with the original plan for the company to revive TNA as a separate TV series and possibly promotion out of a TNA reunion pay-per-view, but the COVID-19 pandemic stalled those plans before they were dropped. Thank God. Instead of two different promotions and TV series, instead, TNA has returned as the name of the company. The plan is for Impact to close out the remainder of the year and then transition over to the TNA name in January, with the Hard to Kill pay-per-view in Las Vegas being the first official TNA show. The UK tour will still utilize the Impact Wrestling name. Going forward, the TV series will be known as TNA Impact Wrestling. I'm under the impression that they will return to using the old logos as of January. There will be new TNA championship belts rolled out with the current title holders using those belts instead. The new belts have already been crafted and produced. They aren't likely to be used until January. There are zero plans to return to the old six-sided ring, PWInsider.com is told. This wasn't even discussed as just about every talent still with the company. Whoever worked in the six-sided ring found the traditional four-sided ring to be easier on their bodies. We're also told that the company intends to move forward with current storylines, talent, and style, but utilize the TNA name going forward when they hit 2024. The plan is to take all of the moves Anthem made to improve the company since taking it over from Dixie Carter several years back and continue onward as TNA Impact Wrestling. Okay. So that's the press release and the information, the insider report that was given to Mike Johnson. Now, Scott D'Amore also went live on Impact Wrestling's Facebook page on Tuesday with Tom Hannifin. And he didn't add a whole lot, but he did have a few interesting points. And so I'm going to give you some of my takeaways from his sit down with Tom Hannifin. So he said, the change in 2024 means that we're done apologizing for mistakes made by other management groups in the past. He said that under Impact, they established stability and consistency. He says that they're going to go out and be an agent for change. He talked about the re-signing of PCO. He was really excited about that. Apparently that news had just come down on Tuesday morning. And he really went hard making a pitch for Will Ospreay to join TNA full time. He called Will Ospreay one of the greatest in the world. He said that any company that says they don't want Will Ospreay as the center of their universe is lying. He mentioned that Ospreay said when he was young, he dreamed of being in a TNA ring. He said that there's a seat at the table. Now, this is important. He said there's a seat at the table and a meaningful one for him in TNA if he wants it. He said he's talked to Anthem and they know who Will Ospreay is. That's another, listen, those two statements are very important because the translation is he's made Will Ospreay a big offer and he's gotten approval from the people in corporate who signed the checks. And it means that if Will Ospreay is to join TNA Wrestling, he is going to be a feature player. It's going to become the Will Ospreay show. The same way they treated Josh Alexander for the past year and a half, that's going to be Will Ospreay's seat if he decides to join Impact Wrestling. And they're going to pay him a lot of money. Scott D'Amore also said that the company is ready for its second golden era under its true name, TNA Wrestling. He said, no shade to anyone. I thought this is a very interesting comment. He said, no shade to anyone, but it's a great time in wrestling. And he said, we're confident in what we do, and we're coming. He hit him with the Coach Prime. He said, we coming. We coming. And now, listen, that sounds like it kind of an innocuous statement, but I took that as a little kind of warning shot towards AEW. Not a diss towards AEW, but I felt like what he was saying is AEW's basically been anointed the number two. And I think anybody would probably agree that AEW is the number two promotion. But it pretty much seems like he is saying that AEW's got the number two slot, but they ain't doing nothing with it, right? If you look at all the stuff that we're seeing, all the reports that we're seeing, people just talking about AEW, unless they go to, you know, a spot like Philly, which they were in this past week for Dynamite, you know, just a great wrestling city, they are selling out less than half of their arenas. So that would tell me, and I'm sure that's told Scott D'Amore, and I'm sure that's told just about anybody else, that that number two spot is up for the taking. And I kind of took that one little comment as not necessarily a shot at AEW, but he let it be known that he doesn't think that they're that far away. That's how I interpreted that comment. He said, we coming. He said, we coming. So he also said that when you go out into arenas, you can see a connection between the fans and the company, and they're looking to grow that connection in 2024. Scott D'Amore said that the TNA chants, they just never went away. He said, you heard them, and you even heard them in other companies. You saw that when Bobby Roode and AJ Styles were in the ring together in the Royal Rumble. You saw that when Jeff Jarrett and Sting stood together in an AEW ring. He also said that the rest of 2023, which is basically the UK tour, is going to kind of be a victory lap for what they've done under the Impact banner. And he reiterated again that 2024 will be a growth year for TNA. He got a question from Mike Johnson about whether or not he was surprised that the TNA news hadn't leaked. And Scott D'Amore said that the decision to make this move was made early in the year, and he was surprised that it hadn't leaked by the springtime. But he was happy to deliver a surprise moment that nobody knew about, which I agree with that. That was actually really cool. I don't think anybody saw that coming. And this is one of those things that I had heard rumored, but I wasn't really moved by it. And if you were to just tell me, I'd be like, eh, really? Why? But when you see the excitement that people had, you kind of understand why. He closed out his live conversation with Tom Hannifin by using a quote from that video that announced TNA's returning. And he said, if we accomplished everything we dreamed of, then we didn't dream big enough, and it's time to dream big again. Listen, Scott D'Amore, that was excellent. That was excellent, buddy. So here's my thoughts on this whole situation. First off, Scott D'Amore is really good at this. Scott D'Amore needs to go on like the full-scale media blitz promoting this TNA rebrand, because he's not like the most charismatic guy, but he's got the talking points down. And by the time he gets finished talking, selling you on, you know, the history and the fan impact and the promise of what is to come, you're going to be ready to go, because that's what he did here. He did a great job just talking through the whys of it all, right? And just really getting you interested for, you know, for what is possible and what is to come. Now, I got to be honest. Initially, I didn't know whether I thought this was a good thing or a bad thing. But I do know that the people in the building were chanting louder during this announcement than I've probably ever seen them chant in an Impact show in a very, very, very long time. So I've flipped. I do think this is a good thing. Now, here's the thing. It's not just about whether or not you can create some buzz right now, because you've done that, okay? You've done that. Applause, cheer for you, okay? Good for you. You have created buzz. That part is successful, but now you got to maintain it. And not only do you have to maintain it, but you got to maintain it from now all the way up to January 2024. You can't go silent between now and January. You got to keep the buzz and anticipation high between now and January 2024. And then once Hard to Kill comes and once the changeover to TNA happens, you're going to see a huge spike. You're going to see a spike in the ratings. You're going to see a spike in merch sales. You're going to see all of it. But the key is you got to take the time between now, which is basically the end of October, and January when Hard to Kill happens, and you got to continue to sell this to people. You got to continue to build the anticipation, the curiosity for what could possibly come. I mean, this is a big deal, right? This is a big deal. And I can't think of, gosh, man, there was a lot of excitement around the Impact 1000 show. I saw a lot of people talking about that. A lot of people did podcasts about that. People were excited for all of the stars that would be returning that they had watched on Impact previously. So there was a lot of buzz for that. And to be honest, if I really think about it, the things that have gotten the most buzz for Impact were TNA throwbacks, were references back to TNA. There was a short buzz for the Kenny Omega thing when he came in, and it was this big deal about, you know, him challenging Rich Swann, and he won the TNA title, and then blah, 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 blah. But I got to be honest, that kind of fizzled out. You know, after a while, it was kind of meh. And I also think it's whack that Kenny Omega didn't drop the title to Josh Alexander, which is what he should have did. Instead, he dropped it to Christian Cage, and, like, you know, that was kind of trash. That was kind of trash, not going to lie. So here's the other side of this. Impact Wrestling worked for a very long time to kind of remove the stink of the TNA name. And I've said many times that I thought TNA was the most damaged brand name in the history of entertainment, just because of how much people had crapped on it. Like, during, man, 2012, 2013, 2014, any podcast I would listen to where people were talking about TNA, they would act like it made them sick to have to be subject to talking about TNA. It was that bad. And so the TNA brand name has been stepped on, ran over, taken a dump on, and buried in the woods, right? And so it takes a lot of guts to want to go back to that. But the other side of that is this. The day that TNA Wrestling really died is when the announcement came out that Spike TV wasn't renewing the show. And I believe that was in 2012 or 2013. And it's 2023, almost 2024. That's almost 10 years ago. So there's an 8-year-old fan, there's a 10-year-old fan that has no idea about that stuff. And so you got to be making the show for them, right? Like, you got to be making the show for those fans. Don't worry about the older fans, the ones who have been here, the ones who've been watching the show. We're going to be here no matter what. But you got to figure out, how is this product going to push things forward? And that brings me to something else, right? I've had questions. I didn't get a chance to submit questions for this for the media scrum. I'm sorry, not the media scrum. For his, you know, his live conversation he had with Tom Hannifin. But here's a couple of questions that I had that I would have liked to hear Scott D'Amore answer. I would have asked him, what's your identity? Can you clearly define what the identity of TNA is going to be going forward? Right? Like, we know what WWE's identity is. WWE is big, they're, you know, glossy, high production value, they're the industry leader, right? What's your mission? You know, are you trying to be a part of pop culture? Are you trying to be the company that has the best wrestling in the world? You know, like, what is your mission? Again, look at WWE, right? Like, it's in their slogan. What is it? Then, now, forever, together, right? Like, we were here. We were the wrestling that your parents liked. We're the wrestling that you like. We're here now. And we're a big, strong company. We're going to be here when you want to watch wrestling with your kids, right? So it's right there, right? It's right there in the branding. It's right there in the messaging. And Impact has to be clear about what is their branding, what is their messaging, what is their identity, what is their mission. How are you going to push the industry forward? That's a big question. TNA's claim to fame for a long time was the X Division, right? The X Division was innovative in 2002, but what's next, right? Like the X Division absolutely was an innovative thing, but 2002 was 21 years ago, okay? What's next? What are you doing to push the industry forward? And again, what are you doing to create the fans of the future? You know, you got to be tapped in to what young people are into. You want your crowds full of energized, you know, young people, teenagers to mid-20s to early 40s. Like, that's who you want in your crowd, because those are the people that are going to be cheering, screaming, stomping on the floor, throwing streamers. Like, those are the fans that you want. You got to figure out how to make a product that's going to entice and invite those fans in. So these are the questions that I still need to hear an answer from Scott D'Amore. Like, I need to, you know, if you're not going to come out and at least say it publicly, at least answer those questions internally. Right? Like, amongst your brain trust at Impact Wrestling, y'all need to have answers for those questions about, you know, who you are, who you're trying to be, and what you're trying to accomplish, and what you're trying to accomplish for the fans. But I don't want to take away from the moment. This is a great time for Impact Wrestling. This is a great time for TNA Wrestling, TNA Wrestling fans. If you like this product, you should be excited right now. You should be excited because There's a huge buzz, right? And it's not like a one-day thing. Like, people are genuinely curious to see what is going to be next for Impact. Excuse me, for TNA. People are genuinely curious to see what this new iteration of TNA is going to look like. People do recognize the TNA name. The international partners and, you know, people, a lot of times when people refer to Impact Wrestling, and they call it TNA, I've always felt like that was done very dismissively, right? Like, just saying, we're not going to recognize that you're calling yourself Impact, because we still know you as TNA, the thing we made fun of. But also, it speaks to the staying power of that name. Like, you did establish yourself as TNA, and all of the social media promotion is all promoting when the product looked totally different, right? When it was TNA. And so, when they relaunch the TNA name in 2024, it needs to look good. It needs to have high production value. It needs to look more like the show that was on Spike TV in 2008. That's what the show needs to look like going forward. I'm talking about the crowds need to be lit. There doesn't necessarily need to be pyro, but it needs to have high production value. And this needs to look fun. It needs to look like a fun, energetic show that people want to come out of their house, spend their money, have a good time, go home hoarse, and be like, damn, that was a good-ass show. I can't wait till they come back. I can't wait to watch it on TV. So people are excited right now. I'm excited. I hope you're excited. But once again, please drop your comments in the comment section below. Let me see if there's anybody in the chat dropping some love. Oh, Mark Mello, what's up, man? Thank you for dropping your comment. We'll take your comment real quick here. He said, any chance of getting back to working with BQ? Yo, man, I love BQ. Shout out to BQ. He recently got married. Shout out to the new happy couple. Shout out to them. Me and BQ, we live on separate coasts. Like, I live on the East Coast. BQ lives on the West Coast. He was in the Midwest. And so our time difference is crazy, and our schedules just often don't match up. That's why we stopped doing the Cool Factor Pod. But if, you know, the right time and the right place, if his schedule works and my schedule works, we just may try to find an opportunity to get together. And you know what? This is big news, so I might just try to, you know, get him up on a Zoom chat and see if we can figure out something we can do to get you guys entertained talking about this new look TNA thing. But I got to talk to the homie and, you know, see if there's some way we can do something we can do to make that work. But listen, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for every comment that you drop. I'm going to go through. I'm going to get back to all your comments. If you really want to help out the show, you want to help out the channel, please, you know, like it, share it with somebody else who might like wrestling, somebody who might be interested in Impact, somebody who might be interested in anything else I'm talking about. Shout out to Thomas Legend, who let us use his song for this show. In the description of the show, you're going to see there's a link. Go ahead and stream his song. Newport is going to play us out on the way here. Again, if you really like the show, the best thing you can do is tell a friend to tell a friend. Bring more people into the conversation. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Until next time, I am TW. Peace.
About to catch another body. 21 and she 21. Strap up, she don't want a son. Broke nigga make her vomit. She not happy till she get a meal. Yeah. She allergic to the busy hoe. Yeah. So she always keep a Benadryl addicted. Hey. That bitch addictive. Hey. She so addictive. Why she addicted? Hey. She love the club life. She ain't no one wife. Hey. Addicted. That bitch addictive. She so addictive. Why she addicted? She love the club life. She ain't no one wife. No, she got me addicted. That's my new port. She got me addicted, that my new port. She got me addicted, that my new port. She got me addicted, that my new port, yeah. This the part at the concert where everybody just get lit before I come back with the hook one more time. Get lit, yeah.